you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hi, everyone.
Today on Health and Wellness, we are talking about the holidays, because we have had Thanksgiving. Hanukkah has already come and gone. Probably, if you're listening to this when it comes out, it'll be Christmas. Yeah. And then after that, we have New Year's. So we are deep in the holiday season.
And it's going to go by fast.
It will. It always goes by fast. I feel like there's so much anticipation building up to it. And then it's just busy when you're in it. And then afterwards, it's all just come and gone.
Right, right.
So you need to take time to enjoy it. But we want to talk about how to stay healthy during the hectic holiday season, because you need self-care during this time.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing so much. Gift giving, cooking, traveling. I feel like there's a lot of travel.
Right. And if you're driving, oh, good luck.
Oh, yeah. Very true. I'm so sorry if you're driving.
Yeah, me too.
Please be careful on the roads. They can be bad.
Yeah. And time it. Leave early or something like that.
Traffic will inevitably happen.
Yes, it will.
Yes. So as we go into the holidays, I have some healthy tips. And the first one that I want to mention is to avoid overeating, which is something that I do every holiday. And I feel like we touched on this when we talked about Thanksgiving healthy habits. And I feel like this is pretty similar, because when holidays come around, I think of holiday food, specifically desserts. But that's just me.
The good stuff.
And it's just like a major theme of the holidays, like Christmas and New Year's. Just like, I feel like food is excessive, like everywhere, because you're doing Christmas leftovers until you get to New Year's, and then you're doing your New Year's like new food. I don't know. I think it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
But there can be a lot. But it can also be great. There can be some great food. But if you don't want to overdo it, and if you don't want to, you know, maybe you might have some digestive issues, or maybe you have allergies and you just want to be moderate about your food intake, it's really important to know when you're full, when you've had enough, and not to go past generally what your body will tell you is enough.
Right. Know your limits, for sure.
Yeah.
Because you definitely can tell. You can tell your limits.
Yeah. Your body will tell you.
Yes, it will.
Also, try and eat slowly, because your brain takes about 20 minutes to let you know you're full. Mm-hmm. So it might not, it's like, I feel like people always talk about like, oh, it hasn't like, hasn't hit you yet.
Yeah.
When you're eating a big meal, and then it'll hit you, and then you go into like food coma mode. That definitely happens. So when you're going into meals, like, try and go easy on like appetizers, because you're going into the main course. Also, be careful with like the heavier things like meat or cream sauces and things like that, and dessert. Like, leave room for like, I guess, breaks between your food, and also like healthier choices like veggies, and make sure to drink a lot of water, because New Year's, there will be probably a lot of alcohol and all the Christmas parties. So make sure you're drinking water. Stay hydrated.
Right.
Very important. Also, don't force yourself to eat anything that you don't enjoy. You don't have to.
Yeah. And don't feel bad if it's like somebody else's dish and they're just like, oh, I made that. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Don't just be courteous and take some anyway. Oh, and I do want to say, don't overload your plate, because some people have a tendency where their eyes are bigger than their stomach and they overload it. And then they're like, oh, but I still want dessert. And then you still have a half a plate full because you're too full at that point.
Very true. Very true. Also, just like with all the Christmas parties, if you like, you could try a bite of something, you know, like, like Ariane, what you were saying, if someone brings something special, you can try it, but you don't have to eat a full portion.
Do a test.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I feel like this is especially true for the time between Christmas celebrations and New Year's. It's important to stay active.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to like prep before you go into like the holiday meals, you could try and like be active. But I think it's important during the time as well, like really when you're in the thick of all of the get-togethers, you don't want to neglect your physical activities. So that can just be like going for a walk or a run. Exercise can really help get rid of stress, and it can help you like forget your worries for a while, because sure. I know the holidays can be very stressful. Mm-hmm.
And if you're at a, like a family party or even like a holiday party where kids are there, good exercise is playing with children. I'm going to tell you mm-hmm. that right now. So if you like forget to, or you don't want to go on a walk because it's either late or it's too early or cold or whatever have you, just hang out and play with the kids. You'll get your exercise in there.
Yes, that is very true. Or if people need like, oh, can you help like move the table down yeah. for like dinner? You know, like there are always chores that can mm-hmm. be done, even doing dishes.
Yeah.
You know, something that's standing where you're not just sitting the whole time.
Right.
Also, a side note, don't let exercise like make you think, oh, I've had a lot of exercise, so I can just eat a bunch of food. That's not necessarily how it works. Yeah. You should definitely fuel your body if you're like exercising, but also, that doesn't mean you can have like 5 slices of pie.
Right.
You know, you still need to like be a little bit moderate. Know yourself.
Right.
Don't overdo it. Also, if you're, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of alcohol around this time of year, especially for New Year's Eve. You might want to like try and limit that you're not overdoing it. Because there are lots of occasions to, you know, like do, what's the word? Like cheers and
right.
like a lot of toasts during the holiday season. And like, everyone brings, I don't know, I feel like there's always like a Christmas drink.
Yeah.
Or there's always that one uncle who gifts you something.
Yep, exactly.
You're like, I don't know if I really want this. But you don't have to try it. And you can just go careful on it, you know, because mm-hmm. if you overdo it, you can cause a lot of damage for your body. And you don't want that bad hangover the next morning.
You sure don't. And if you're driving, Uber yourself
or yes.
Lyft, please.
Yes, when you're going to the holiday parties, please Uber yourself and just like have a designated driver.
Right.
Go the old-fashioned way and mm-hmm. give someone else your keys.
Seriously. I know that some, I don't know if it's out, if it's like that out here, but I know in Utah that the taxi companies, if you call them and you're intoxicated on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or something like that, they will give you a ride home, a courtesy ride home. So I don't know if they do that here, but it's pretty cool that they do that out there.
They might. I know I live in a college town, and like if you call, I think like it might be if you're a student, but I think it could be kind of for anyone. If mm-hmm. you call like they call it the tipsy taxi.
Oh, okay.
And you tell them where they are, they'll come pick you up.
Oh, that's cool.
And they'll like drive you, which is, you know. It's good. I had a friend who worked for them for a little while, and he was the one who was like the operator, and he said the phone calls were hilarious. Like trying to figure out where people were was almost like impossible.
Oh, that's
like I'm
great.
At a bar, like, okay,
which
what's
one?
The name yeah. of the bar?
That would be a fun operator job.
Yeah, he said it was really interesting.
Yeah.
Also with the holidays, you're going to be greeting a lot of people, seeing family members, children, the elderly. It's important to like limit the spread of infection mm-hmm. because like handshakes, kisses, hugs, they are great and welcoming. They are also great ways to spread germs.
They are. That's gross.
So please be careful. Make sure you wash your hands often, and also keep your hands away from your eyes, your nose, and your mouth, because that's how diseases enter your body.
Yes.
And also like if you're sick, like cover your mouth. Tell other people who are sick to cover the mouth when they like sneeze and such.
Cough.
Use your elbow. Cough into your elbow.
Yes.
And also like tell them to like stay home.
Right.
Like bring them a piece of like pie or something, or I feel like I keep bringing up pie. That's going to be weakness for me this
I
year.
I know, right?
But bring them some food. Like they don't have to come around and mingle all evening.
Right.
You know, like if someone's sick, they should stay in bed and get better.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's because you can spread, like you could spread it to your whole family and you really don't want to.
Mm-mm.
And if you're sick, don't be the person making the food, please.
Yeah.
For everyone's sake.
I hate when the sickness gets passed around the house.
Oh,
it's like the worst ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, keep that mess with you.
Yeah. And I feel like every year, like there's like one time during the holidays where someone's house just goes down.
Yeah.
Like the plague just hits them
mm-hmm.
and they're out for a week.
Right.
Yeah. Please be careful. Also related to getting sick, please watch out for food poisoning. I know that's gross, but like it does increase your risk for food poisoning does increase during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're going to someone's house, you don't know like necessarily where the food's coming from, or just people are making a lot of it and they might not be careful.
Right.
And also like if you're like stuffing a turkey, the stuffing inside the bird can actually increase your risk of like bacteria from the like poultry itself.
Yeah.
So like if a turkey is stuffed the night before, it can be really bad for bacteria because the cavity of the turkey that's like it's isolating the stuffing from like cold air from a fridge or isolating it from like the warmth of an oven that would cook it.
Yeah.
You're just kind of creating a breeding ground for bacteria.
That's disgusting.
So I mean, my family, we don't really eat stuffing that much, right. But a lot of people cook their stuffing like in a separate dish. I know for some families that is blasphemy to not cook stuffing in the turkey.
I know.
But if you're doing that, just be careful.
You know,
make sure your internal temperature is correct.
Right. And if you are going to be the one cooking, time your cooking so you're not rushing and undercooking your food mm-hmm. for the possibility mm-hmm. for like food poisoning or like anything like that.
Very true.
I don't know. Just time it right.
Yep. Also, if you are eating from a buffet, like either at a family member or friend's like house or just going out, if you're leaving food out for too long, happens sometimes with buffets, mm-hmm. you're increasing your risk of bacteria. So just be aware of that, you know, like bring food out and serve it. And then if you're like hosting, maybe be aware of when you should bring it back in once everyone's gotten a plate, mm-hmm. like put it back into the fridge or something.
Right. Or have a cover over it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want people sneezing on your food.
Right. And, I know. Yeah, that's gross. Careful.
It's bad. Also, just make sure that you follow basic rules for like kitchen sanitation and safety. Wash your hands like before cooking and like after. Clean all of your utensils as best you can, your work surfaces. Mm-hmm. Also, avoid cross-contamination. And that can happen if you have like cooked, like ready-to-eat food that might come in contact with like raw meat mm-hmm. or raw poultry or fish or whatever.
And that could even
really happen.
Yeah, and that could even be transferred on your hands, like mm-hmm. if you're making the potatoes and then you won't go and like do something with the turkey or the ham or something, just wash your hands in between those transactions.
Yes,
too.
Please do. And like any utensils,
don't
like separate them between like the turkey that's raw and like, you know, the potatoes or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and also make sure you're cooking food to the recommended temperatures and that leftovers are being refrigerated properly and that if you're thawing a turkey, please thaw it in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a general rule that we all know from Thanksgiving, but, you know, please do.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder for everyone who might be making a turkey again for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It will take a few days, so it's like time it.
Yes.
Time it right.
Yeah, just have Ariane's voice in your head of like timing.
I know, right?
Also, we're about to take a break, but before we go, I just want to bring up a great deal. Audible is a great gift for anyone, especially for yourself. And right now you can start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. So go to audible.com/GSMCHealth or text GSMCHealth to 500-500 and you can get a great Audible gift. Again, that is audible.com/GSMCHealth or text GSMCHealth to 500-500. We're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC podcast. We are continuing to talk about staying healthy during the holidays, and another tip that I want to provide is to take time for yourself. So we have talked about, you know, like staying healthy, like physically, like with illness or things like that, or staying away from sick family members.
Yeah.
But it's also important to take time for yourself, and that's health that maybe might be physical, but it could also just be like mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays can be stressful just with all the shopping and traveling, as we mentioned, and the cooking, but also like seeing family members or people that, you know, maybe you're traveling back to your hometown mm-hmm. and that can be stressful or anxiety inducing.
Right. I actually posted one of those like a things to do during the holiday mm-hmm. on my personal Facebook page. And one of those was like, if your mental health is affected being around your friends and family member, then just don't go, because your mental health is more important than them just being negative to you all the time about your life choices. So if it's negative mentally, then don't go. Call them on the phone. Tell them happy holidays. Call it good.
Or if you're just going to like send someone a Christmas card, you know, that doesn't mean you have to go to their house.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. And it's important to take care of yourself, because you can be really tired from like everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And you can even get physically tired just from the mental stress.
Yes.
And so you have to be careful of that, because you're probably trying to do a lot during this time of year. And so maybe you want to take like a spa day or something, or do something that you enjoy. And that might be exercising or just going to see an old friend. Just take a moment each day to relax and clear your mind. And, you know, maybe once a week you get to go do that fun activity.
Right.
But just make sure you're having some time to unwind and to recharge. And I also sometimes like listening to relaxing music can be good, or like watching a nice holiday film that you enjoy, you know, reading a good book, just something that will kind of like relax you, but also maybe just like pamper you for a little bit.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like treat yourself. It's
there
good.
You go. Treat yourself.
That's important. Also something that we kind of mentioned, like with family, that can going to see family can be stressful.
Yeah.
I know sometimes maybe you're choosing to not go see a family member because it's anxiety inducing, but that can produce guilt from not going to see people. And also you should know, don't let yourself fall to the guilt.
Right.
Whether that be relationally, or maybe also like with food, like you might feel guilty over like eating a bunch of bread or something, or something really carby. You don't have to feel that way. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Like you can enjoy your Christmas meal or your New Year's outing or whatever,
right,
and not have to beat yourself up over it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also it's important to like banish the negative voices in your head, because you should be able to enjoy the holidays for what they are.
Yeah. I have a family member that if anybody's like on a diet and they're just like, oh, this is my cheat day, or just, or they'll be like, oh, I'm on a diet, then they are always just negative. Oh, well, why would you come here and just worth all this food? Or just be like negative with what's on their plate. It's like, will you just stop it? Yeah. They're trying to be healthy. Leave them alone.
Yeah. 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 And you shouldn't feel bad if you're on a diet and you can't eat someone's dish. And then you shouldn't feel bad if you're deciding to not diet for the holidays and then you're enjoying yourself. Mm-hmm, you know, you shouldn't feel guilty either way. And also sometimes like to help the guilt is just to remind yourself that maybe if you're going to enjoy the food or that you want to enjoy during the holidays, remind yourself that afterwards you'll get back on track and go back to your normal eating.
Exactly.
And it's okay. You don't have to have like, I don't know, it doesn't have to be like an episode.
Right.
Like it's all right. Mm-hmm. You can let yourself enjoy it. And that means even if you're taking some time off for a mental health day, you know, or to like treat yourself, you don't have to feel bad about doing that.
Right.
You'll come back the next day and just keep doing what you're doing.
Right. Especially if you have kids, you're going to need that mental health day to just calm down and relax, because you know, they're going crazy about what, if you do the whole Santa thing, what Santa got them, or what you still have to go get them and everything like that. Just, you know, leave them with the husband, the boyfriend, grandma, grandpa, somebody, and just go for a drive, listen to some relaxing music, something just to calm yourself.
Yeah. Very true. Also, a way to not overindulge during the holiday time is you can make holiday treats year-round. That way you don't feel like, oh, I have to eat this pie, or I keep bringing up pie. or you can be like, I have to eat, you know, this holiday cookie that my neighbor brought me. You can make some of the special holiday treats all the time, or maybe not all the time, but, you know, you can make them in February or something.
My
and
sister
that way
does
you don't
that.
Feel bad.
Yeah, she makes pumpkin chocolate chip cookies whenever she feels like it.
Oh, yeah. 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 That way you don't have to feel like, oh, I have to eat this now because I'm not going to get it again until next year. And like when you know that it'll be available again, you may not have the urge to just like go for broke and like overeat it now.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Also, I feel like, I don't know, this I feel could really happen during the holidays is like food pushers. Like people who were like, oh, I worked so hard to make this, you have to eat it.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, this is grandma's special thing, you have to eat it. You can say no to food pushers.
Right. Sometimes we don't like grandma's special thing because it doesn't taste good.
Yeah. That's always when you're the awkward family member who's like, oh, everyone loves this thing, but you don't like it.
Right. Or the like in-law or something that going to visit the in-laws and they're just like, everybody likes my whatever.
Yeah, that's always a difficult situation to be in. And you know, that's okay. Put on a genuine smile and you can just politely decline. And then maybe after you decline, you can offer a compliment like, oh, they look so great. That's like so thoughtful of you to make. But then you can be like, oh, I'm like really full or I don't like this thing.
Right.
You know, and it's okay to then, you know, just be nice about it. Right. You don't have to
eat it. It's okay to say no.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to force yourself into it.
Right.
Right. And I think as long as the person knows that you like care about them and appreciate what they did,
that's
good enough. Because that's like when you eat their thing, I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh, they appreciate what I do. You can just tell them you appreciate it in some other way.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's important. Also, it's important to get some rest during all of this like crazy season. So even if like you have to, you know, sleep in or take a nap or something because you have a long to-do list, that's okay. Take the nap. An important tip is to make sure that you're getting enough rest because there's really not a thing as catching up on sleep.
Right.
The key is consistency.
Right.
You know, if you're like depleting your sleep bank, you're not going to replenish it in like 2 days afterwards.
Yeah, you're not. I've tried that. It doesn't work.
I'm so sorry to break it to you. But if you need to take a break, take a nap, please go ahead. Take a nap.
Yes.
You probably need it. Also, it's important like, when you're dealing with potentially stressful situations of people around you, or I don't know, you're just going to a different location, you're traveling. It's important to recognize that the people around you are who they are.
Yeah.
And so like, even if, you know, I don't know, sometimes people come in, you're like, oh, it's that uncle. He always drinks too much for the holidays something. You know, like it's okay. You can still love them despite whatever might bother you about them.
Right.
And you normally only have to see them a few times a year for the holidays.
Exactly.
You know? And like, you can't let like the idea of like, oh, they're just always going to be this way and it's so obnoxious every year. You know, like, it's all right. You're going to see them for a bit and then you're going to leave.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And you, right. And you can even, you don't have to like be near that person the whole time. Like if you want to be nice and say hi, then do that. But then you can try to like steer clear the rest of the night. Sit on the opposite side of the room. It's okay. Yeah. Or just don't be in the same, you can be in a separate room. It doesn't matter. But at least you did like, was courteous and, you know, hi, how you doing? Hope everything's well. Move it along.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
It's important. Also, you probably have to let go of the idea that someone's going to like be jolly suddenly now that it's the holidays.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people aren't.
No.
Sometimes people can be a bit more of a Scrooge.
There's
always a Grinch somewhere. Yeah. Always a Grinch amongst the Santas.
Yes.
I don't know. Whatever holiday metaphor you want.
Right.
But also, if maybe there's someone that you're going to visit or a neighbor, someone who's coming over, it's important for you to find constructive ways to minimize the impact that person might have on you. You know, like maybe they send you a passive aggressive Christmas card or I don't know, something.
Yeah.
It's important to like find constructive ways to love them, but not to let it bring you down for the whole season.
Right, right. And it's interesting too, because people's vibes have an effect on how you react to them and then how your vibe for the rest of the evening or day goes. I was always around somebody who hates the holidays because it's like when a family member, a special family member passed away. So they just really are sulking the whole time and they just sit there in a corner and sulk. And it's like, okay, you don't have to be here. Like, we understand that you're super sad, but don't bring everybody else down in the room if you're going to be super sad.
Right.
Or if they are, then just try and get them to laugh or engage. And if it doesn't work, then just try to, like, block out that negativity.
Or concentrate on something else.
Yeah.
You know, put a movie on or something. Also, you know, if maybe you don't want to be around the person who might be a little cranky during the time of year. It's important to put time and energy into those who, like, you know how to love them and you can receive, like, their love back. Like, someone who makes you happy, you know? Because that's also what the holidays are about. You know, spending time with people that you enjoy and being able to pour out to people who also pour out to you.
Exactly.
You know, who not just bringing down the party. It's important to be around those people. Also, before we go into another break, I just want to mention the wonderful Audible deal that they have going on right now. You can start a 30-day free trial and your first audiobook is free. As I've mentioned before, a great time in the holidays. This is a great gift for you, for a loved one. You can spend some time with yourself just enjoying an audiobook. Read something that you enjoy. It's just like to treat yourself moment. And if you want to get in on this deal, you can go to audible.com/GSMC Health, or you can text GSMC Health to 500-500. Again, that is audible.com/GSMC Health, or you can text GSMC Health to 500-500. We're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
What happens to your decision making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing our episode talking about how to stay healthy during the holidays. One more little topic that I want to bring up or tip is to stick to your budget during the holidays.
Yes.
Because that is difficult. That can be a point of stress. And, you know, maybe you don't want to think about it, or maybe you get anxious feeling like, oh, the holidays are coming up. I have to buy all these gifts. Mm-hmm. And especially in our culture, I feel like you have to buy a bunch of gifts. There's like the pressure to do
so. Yeah, especially when somebody gets you one and mm-hmm. then they tell you like, oh, I'm going to get you a gift. And you're just like, why would you do that? No.
And the dread just immediately comes in.
Because we all feel that, gosh, now I have to get you one too mm-hmm. kind of feeling. Mm-hmm.
And it can be stressful. Mm-hmm. So you can remind yourself that it's okay to stick to a budget. Mm-hmm. If you need to set a budget for yourself, that's all right. I actually saw that in a poll, there were 45% of those who were polled in the survey. They said that there is financial stress of the holidays. It kind of makes them wish they could just skip the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that is true across all income levels. I feel like everyone can get that a little bit. And it's difficult to resist the temptation to just buy something, or like Ariane was saying, to feel like you have to get something for someone because they're buying something for you.
Right.
But it's all right. You can do like gifts that you make for yourself, that you make yourself, you know, like you can get kind of crafty. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I feel like kids' crafts are always a safe bet.
Right.
You know, kids are always doing things in school or making cookies and decorating them. And those are great crafts that really anyone can do. Mm-hmm. And you can use them as gifts for all the people who around you who said they're getting you a gift and you don't really know what to get them.
Right.
You know, it's a great thing. And it's a great way to show that you care, because you may not be putting in money, but you're putting in time.
Right.
And you're putting in effort. And that is definitely worth something.
It really is. Especially if you do like a little personalized note or something them. Even if it's just like a make it yourself card. On the budget thing, I do want to say, I used to do this, is if you have yourself a budget mm-hmm. and like, let's say you're getting a few kids something and you get one kid something and then it was cheaper than what you thought. So you're like, oh, I can spend a little bit more on somebody else. Don't do that. Keep that extra money, because then it's like, oh, you have that extra not to spend on anybody else or anything else. It's always nice to have just that little bit extra. So if like your budget was like $450 or something and you only spent $375 or $400 and you have that extra $50, don't tell yourself, oh, I have extra $50, I can buy somebody else something or something better. Don't do that.
Right.
Keep that extra $50 bucks for yourself. Put it back in your bank account so you're not like completely broke. I totally used to do that, and now I don't.
And I feel like that can make you feel more confident about like buying or shopping, like maybe, you know, in January or something.
Exactly.
You can feel okay that, okay, I did budget.
Right, exactly. I do have that extra $50 or something.
Right, right. In case something comes up or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, along with sticking to a budget, it can be important in this season to reach out. So sometimes people feel kind of lonely during mm-hmm. the holidays. I know that can really come if maybe you have family members who live, you know, really far away mm-hmm. that you can't go see, or maybe, you know, you've had a recent family member pass during this like holiday season. And it can make you feel alone. And it's important to reach out to people who might be around you. Or even better, if you feel like someone around you is kind of lonely or maybe doesn't have a place to go for the holidays, it could be great to invite them, even if you're not inviting them to family dinner.
Right.
Just like an afternoon hangout, you know, go to a movie, get coffee or tea or something. Or take one of your handmade gifts that you have made and there saved money on, and you can bring it to them.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's a great way it's the season of giving, I feel like.
It really is. And if you do have, like, a family member, like a grandma and your grandpa's passed away or something, don't just think of her around this time, because she's probably lonely all the time. So, like, maybe give her a call next month in January just to check up on her, or, like, in February, something. Like, don't leave her hanging. Just let her know that you're still thinking of her, or anybody else, any other kind of situation, just give them a call. It doesn't have to be always around the holiday time.
Very true, yeah. Call your mom. Yeah. Always important.
Right.
Or even, you know, just you can send a card. Maybe there's a family member who's difficult.
Yeah.
You can just send a card just so that they know you're thinking of them.
There you go.
Yeah, it's important. And also, just to wrap it up, because it is a wonderful time of year, and this is great to always remember during the holidays and all the time, is just to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Because research has shown that taking time to be grateful every day has enormous, like, physical and mental benefits, and it can really help build up your immune system. It can help you keep in touch with, like, the more positive aspects of life, and it can help you connect to others.
Right.
So being grateful is a great time of year, a great thing for this time of year and all the time. You know, you can write a gratitude journal. I know those are kind of popular.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, taking some time, maybe when you're relaxing, to remember what you're grateful for.
Right.
And I think that can also be a big stress reliever as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just to think about, like, the good things as opposed to the negative, stressful things.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing something for other people, too. My sister actually went to a volunteer where she got to wrap presents and stuff, stockings for, like, foster kids and stuff like that, and in, like, a group home or something. And it kind of, like, she told me it brought her back to our childhood, because we don't do Christmas, because we always knew our dad didn't have money for Christmas, so we never really expected anything. So it just kind of reflected back on, you know, this is gonna be great for these kids, because at least they'll be getting something. And then she was grateful for the things that she has now, and, you know, and how we grew up and stuff like that. So being grateful is very important.
Yeah being grateful and giving back,
yeah,
super important.
Exactly.
And also, like, kind of like what you were saying, Ariane, you don't have to be grateful for big things. You can be just grateful for small things.
Exactly.
You know, being able to be with family, to celebrate, even if you're not giving lots of gifts, just being together,
right,
you know, or having food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Always important to be grateful for all of the things, big and small.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah. So thank you all so much for listening, and we wish you happy holidays, and hope you enjoyed the episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.